This goes to Family Practice Residency Clinic, fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Stephen, it's S-T-E-V, like Victor, E-N, Joyner, J-O-Y-N-E-R. Date of birth, April 3rd, 1961. Dear sirs, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Boyner, or Joyner, I'm sorry, I can't talk today, Joyner, with stage 4 to 5 advanced chronic kidney disease, secondary to biopsy-proven diabetic glomerulonephritis, and secondary type FSGS with nephrotic range proteinuria, also hypertension. His last visit was September 5th of this year. Since that time, kidney levels have fluctuated, generally 3.3 creatinine in September, then 3.6 in October, November 1st, we have a creatinine of 4 with an estimated GFR of 16. He has been referred to Dr. Bonacci. He's having some severe financial concerns, so he canceled his initial consultation. But he rescheduled his appointment for 12:15 with Dr. Bonacci, and he plans on going ahead with fistula placement surgery. He also was seen at the University of Michigan Kidney Transplant Center. That was done on 11/29/23, and there are several things that need to be completed before he can be evaluated further for appropriateness of a kidney transplant. Three that he'll need help from us with. One would be a referral to cardiology for nuclear medicine stress testing. Two, we can order a CT scan of abdomen and pelvis without contrast, and we will do this in Elma. And he needs carotid Doppler studies to check the flow on the carotid arteries. He will need clearance from a dentist. He's got to identify two support people to help with post-transplant recovery and long-term needs. They did do urine drug screen, and he will need some cancer screening. He did get a PSA test done, and he may need a colonoscopy or Cologuard, and he can discuss that with also his primary care provider. And he did have an appointment with the transplant dietitian and received some diet information and sheets to work with. And he did watch the kidney transplant education videos. He does work full-time for Elma Products, 6 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. So he will need some appointments after 3 p.m. if possible for his referral and CAT scans and ultrasounds that will need to be done. He does have very poor dentition, and he believes all his teeth will need to be pulled, and he'll eventually need dentures. He's going to work on getting financial assistance for this also. He has been very compliant, getting monthly lab studies done. Currently, he has no edema, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no mental status changes, no shortness of breath, cough, or wheezing, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and occasionally it does appear foamy. Medications, he's on Losartan 25 milligram daily, Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Norvasc is 10 milligram daily. Initially, that did cause edema of the lower extremities, but it is better now. Glipizide 5 milligram daily, Torsemide 10 milligram daily, and Lipitor 40 milligram daily at bedtime. He does not use any over-the-counter medicine at all. Physical exam, weight 164 pounds, pulse 96, oxygen saturation 99% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 60. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent labs were done 11-1-2023. Creatinine is 4.0 with an estimated GFR of 16. Albumin 4.6, calcium 9.3, sodium 141, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus 4.5, hemoglobin 11.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4 to 5, chronic kidney disease, no uremic symptoms currently, no urgent indication for dialysis at this time. He will proceed with the referral to Dr. Bonacci for fistula placement, and we will help order his referral to cardiology for his nuclear med stress testing. We will schedule a CT of his abdomen and pelvis without contrast and a carotid ultrasound, both in ELMA, after 3 p.m. if possible, for help with his work schedule. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 to 8 weeks. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.